Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2022. Ralph Waldo Emerson, he's credited with telling us, "Life's a journey, not a destination." The problem is we often ignore the wisdom faith promises as life's purpose and focus on the seductive scenery rushing by on the way to our life's end. Chasing our own selfish ends tends to divert our journey down dead-end streets. In that way, we're more like a Martha than a Mary, two of Jesus' earliest female disciples, whom we read about in this Sunday's Gospel, from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. While Mary recognized the prize of wisdom attainable by sitting at Jesus' feet, Martha hoped to achieve her master's approval by taking the initiative and waiting on him hand and foot. Quote, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. There's need of only one thing, and Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Unquote. Such is humanity in its pursuit of greatness over wisdom. We pursue quick, rewarding short-term goals, often at any cost, to feed our pride. In so doing, we deprive our soul of the ability to absorb the slow-won wisdom the Holy Spirit offers us for a living. Maybe another way of looking at our attraction to such do-it-yourself destiny can be found in what humanity often does in the name of science. We can all agree that medical advances in heart transplants have saved many lives. A worthy goal, but according to a report from the director of the heart transplant unit of Tel Aviv's Sheba Medical Center, appearing in the Wall Street Journal June 1, 2022, heart surgeons from Wuhan's Tongji Medical College were found to have harvested a heart from a death row prisoner before he was executed, effectively acting as executioners themselves while choosing another life more worthy of his. In other words, the goal of saving a life came at the cost of a life perceived as unworthy to complete its own journey. The unforeseen cost may have been the souls of those involved in planning this detour. The author acknowledges that China has a history of harvesting organs from death row prisoners, especially from religious minorities like Falun Gong and Uyghur Muslims. The author notes that making comparisons to Nazi medical atrocities may not have mobilized action against such evil because, well, so many allegations of atrocities tend to use that benchmark. Who can keep track of them all? Sunday's Gospel reading demonstrates humanity's hesitation to slow down, listen, and look, to recognize as an illusion the notion that we can choose life's ends, and to exchange that notion for the faith required to find our meaning by living. Wisdom is the destination of every human life's journey. It's a long route requiring patience, strength, and attention to the two-way care and feeding of others taking the trip along with us. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.